This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Liquor Split. Download Miami's own liquor store on iOS or Android apps. Look for it, Liquor Split. Tap that app and get 15% off your first order. Use the code BIGO15, that's BIGO15, to get 15% off your first order at Liquor Split.
Thompson isn't really making the 53, especially with the uncertainty around CB. I can't see this team using a roster spot on a QB. We'll get a single snap all year. Well, the thing is, if you think that QB has a chance to be a backup quarterback the following season, then yeah, you do. Because that way, when you lose Teddy, you have a really cheap backup quarterback, which then allows you to go and get a positional player. Because a backup quarterback is going to cost you $8, $9, $10, $12 million. So, Andy, it is very important and very smart on the cap side that you develop a backup quarterback. Every position, Andy, on the field, you got to try to find a young guy because the contract is super cheap the first 4 or 5 years when you grab a young guy because they can't ask for big money until down the line. So and I already told you, if you listened to the show long enough, I told you from the day they drafted him, they viewed him as a backup. And they thought that he has the potential to develop into a backup. So if he's already made a lot of progress as it is, they kept Reed Sinnott on the roster with the Eagles. He outplayed Gardner Minshew this week. Just want you to know. I mean, just so, because I know that people out of sight, out of mind, you don't keep up with it, right? But I took the time to go follow what Reed Sinnott did this week, and he actually threw a touchdown, and Minshew didn't. So he outplayed Minshew. Now, I'm not saying he's better than Gardner Minshew, but that's kind of the battle there. So Philadelphia kept him. And now Miami has got a young guy that physically, I like him better than Reed. What I liked about Reed was he was really crafty back there. He had a real good pocket awareness. You know, it was an exceptional pocket awareness. Something that I never saw from Ryan Tannehill in his best day. Any pocket awareness. And so I love that about him. This kid's got some talent, like physical abilities. And I would say if he's showing you enough, what you cannot do, Andy, and I'll explain it over again, what hurt them last year was you can't have Sam Egwuvon on the roster when he only helps you out on special teams and he sucks as a linebacker. You can't have Albert Wilson, who's really not helping out as a wide receiver and does nothing on special teams. Preston Williams, who does nothing for you on special teams and barely plays as a wide receiver. And that's what they had throughout the roster. And they had certain guys taking up roster spots that weren't two-way players. So your final running back, your final cornerback, your final linebackers, those positions, they've got to be two-way players. They've got to be solid as positional players and exceptional as special teamers. That's why Cameron Good, I can already see it. He's going to make the team because he can play linebacker, he can rush the passer, and he can play special teams. Something Sam Egwuvon can't do. And they saw that. Flo didn't. Flo kept keeping people on the roster that weren't two-way players. And that was a problem. So you can keep a third quarterback as long as you're responsible with the back end of your positional roster.